Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 20th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Fabian. You've probably heard plenty of sermons in which the preacher warns the faithful to be ready for whatever God may have in store. A quick look through the Bible would reveal that God often does choose the unlikely to do amazing things. Moses was a murderer who stuttered, Matthew was a tax collector, Rahab was a prostitute, Mary, only a young girl. Paul was a persecutor of Christianity, and you know what a coward Jonah was. But you can add to your list of these unlikely people God called to great things, Blessed Fabian. In 236, the people of Rome gathered to elect a new bishop for that city, who by virtue of that office would also be pope, and therefore the leader of all the bishops. In the crowd stood Fabian, a layman who was not even from the city. But suddenly, a dove came into the place where the meeting was being held and landed on the farmer Fabian's head. The assembly took it as a sign, and chanting, "He is worthy," they insisted that he be chosen pope. The early church historian Eusebius reports that no one objected as he was ordained to the episcopate. But just like the other people that God chose to lead the people, Fabian's life took many surprising turns. When the emperor Decius began a series of persecutions against the church, Fabian himself was one of the first to be martyred. His example of courage in the face of a violent death was widely admired throughout the empire and strengthened many others who were caught up in the persecution. He was almost a perfect example of the people that Jesus is talking about in today's passage from the Gospel of Matthew. "See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves." Of course, neither Fabian nor any of us does the work we are given alone. God stands with us throughout it all. Let us pray. O God, in your providence, you singled out the holy martyr Fabian as worthy to be chief pastor of your people, and guided him so to strengthen your church that it stood fast in the day of persecution. Grant that those whom you call to any ministry in the church may be obedient to your call in all humility, and be enabled to carry out their tasks with diligence and faithfulness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Agnes. I'm Micah Jackson.